Painted Moonscapes, an evening of student-directed one-act plays, an annual orchestral affair, and voices lifted in song to get you in the holiday spirit. We'll begin in Williston with composer and producer Peter Angett. He suggests the next concert in the Brick Church Music Series this Friday.
Now that you have survived Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it's time to treat yourself to an uplifting Choral Friday. Celebrate the season with students and faculty from Middlebury College that includes a variety of ensemble, chamber, and solo pieces ranging from folk, classical, and traditional to eclectic. So if you're looking to distress and get back to what makes the holidays special, then join us and celebrate the season.
Music from Middlebury performs this Friday, December 8th at 7 at the Old Brick Church in Williston. And they might even ask you to join in an audience holiday sing-along. Next is director and actor Kiana Bromley. She's from Montpelier, and she wants you to enjoy an evening out seeing some funny one-act plays directed by students.
It's a really fun night. There's a really great selection of fun shows that I think will really be a wonderful evening out. The production is rated PG-13, so keep that in mind. The students have done a wonderful job, both student-directed, student-stage-managed, and then their student actors and student tech crew. So it really is a true youth art production, and it's wonderful.
That evening of student-directed one-acts is Friday and Saturday nights, beginning at 7 at Montpelier High School's Smiley Auditorium. And Gordon Bach from Northfield has the details about the Green Mountain Youth Symphony's annual December concerts.
Poet Tamara Higgins joins the Repertory Orchestra to read her poem, Your Daily Bread, to musical accompaniment. Concert Orchestra plays several pieces, including La Bamba, Strauss's Radetzky March. Green Mountain Youth Symphony Senior Orchestra presents Dvorak's Symphony No. 9 from the New World, the Glazunov Saxophone Concerto.
All three orchestras from the Green Mountain Youth Symphony perform this Sunday in Barrie at the Opera House. And Montpelier art lover Arlene Silva has the details about where you can see Montpelier artist Liz LeCervigé's original oil works.
The paintings on display are part of Liz's The Moonlight series and feature colorful moonscapes of magical gardens and moonlit evenings over Vermont. Liz's work is highly original, imaginative, and has always brought a smile to my face. It reminds me that adults never stop being children, and children are sometimes born with the wisdom of adults.
See those original oil paintings up on the walls at Baguito's Cafe on Main Street in Montpelier throughout the month of December. If you need more details about any of these events, you'll find them at bpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, supporting the arts throughout Vermont. Find out more at vermontartscouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net.